emkhankasweni wakhe wokuvula lomhlangano, umsekeli kamongameli uChiwenga ubonge amazwe abalisa iBotswana, iEthiopia, iGhana, iIndonesia, iJapan, iKenya, iMalawi, iMozambique, iZambia, iSouth Africa, iTanzania, iGermany, iNamibia, iMalaysia, iIndia, iChina, iCyprus, iGhana, leUAE ngokuza embukisweni walonyaka owaZITF kanye lokuphatheka emhlanganweni wabosomabhizimusi. UChiwenga uthi iZimbabwe iyamukela wonke amazwe afisa ukuzosungula amabhizimusi, njalo lalabo abafuna ukutshala imali bakhululekile ukwenza njalo ngoba ezamabhizimusi elizweni zisobala. Usole kakhulu imisebenzi yenkohlakalo kanye lokuswelakala kwemali ezweni, ethi kodwa loba kunjalo asekhona amazwe aseveze isifiso sokusungula amabhizimusi ezweni. Ilunga le-board ebona ngezentuthuko yenotho e-Special Economic Zones, uMnumzana Busisa Sibanda, ongumqondisi njalo wenkampani yeZimbabwe United Refineries, ucele ukuba amankampani azimeleyo lohulumende bahlangane ngemva kwenyanga ezintathu sikhathi sonke ukuze kube lokusebenza okulempucuko, okuyisicelo esamukelwe nguChiwenga ethi ngumbono omuhle akuhle kuqale.
Yes, sivumelene ukuthi sizabe sikhulumisana uhulumende labosomabhizinisi ukuthi siqale phansi sisuze indaba yeZimbabwe lentuthuko. Uhulumende ukuthi uyenza ufake imithetho enjani, thina laye uhulumende esikhangele sixwayisa esicebisa ukuthi sisebenza kanjani ukuthi kube lentuthuko ilizwe libe lilokhu liqhela lisiya phambili, njengalokho sesithi iZimbabwe entsha sisebenza kakutsha, Zimbabwe is open for business. So kumele siqale phansi eSouth Africa bayakwenza. Lapha sikhangele sijonge ama-economic ministries, Ministry of Industry, Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Labor, Ministry of Water and Energy, Ministry of Tourism, ama-ministries anjalo, Ministry of SMEs, Small to Medium Enterprises. Sihlale phansi labo sikhulumisana ngokuthi sisebenza njani. Labo bazabe sikhombisa lapho ukuthi hayi lapha ukuthi sibe le njongo efananayo, silande the same goals.
Umoyo uthi uhlelo le-Special Economic Zones luqhubekela phambili kuhle, njalo zikhona indawo asebekhangelele ukuziguqula ezweni zibe ngamabhizimusi athuthukisa isigaba ngemvelo abalayo.
Yes, siyaqhubekela phambili ngama-Special Economic Zones. Ibhodi zikhona njalo sesilungisa ukuthi sithathe ezinye indawo sizenze ukuthi zibe ngama-Special Economic Zones.
Omunye usomabhizimusi wakoBulawayo, uNkosikazi Sheila Sidambe, ongene lumhlangano uveze ukujabulela umhlangano walonyaka wamabhizimusi esithi kukhona asebekutholile njengabosomabhizimusi besifazana.
Njengabomama kuningi esikutholileyo lapho. Besibuza silokhu kanti lathi ku-session leyi singaba impofu njani, but hayi kucacile ukuthi even kuma-Special Economic Zones lathi singiwabomama silalilungelo siyalakho lathi ukuthi sibe impofu, silakho lathi ukuthi sithole imisebenzi njengabomama. Labantwa bethu futhi singanto siyabe ikakhulu sikhala ngabantwa bethu ukuthi hayi engavuleka ama-Special Economic Zones lawa athi imisebenzi ezabakhona labantwana bazathola imisebenzi.
Umbukiso weZITF walonyaka uqale izolo mhlaka 24 usiyagqitshwa ngomgqibelo mhlaka 28 Mabasa. Kusukela izolo kusiyafika ngolwesine zinsuku zamabhizimusi, uZulu uyabe engakavunyelwa ukungena. UZulu uzangena embukisweni ngolwesihlanu langomgqibelo mhlaka 27 kusiya mhlaka 28. Umbukiso walonyaka uqhutshwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Sustainable Industrial Development Inclusive Competitive Collaborative. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nguye okhangelelwe ukuvula okusemthethweni umbukiso walonyaka owe-ZITF ngolwesihlanu ngemva kwemini enkulu. Ngimela iStudio 7 woBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.